this. Where are you going to put all the leftovers? If there are leftover comments, we're going to do with it. Put it in the bin. The bin is also used to collect comments in the bin. And therefore, because of practical reasons, even the halacha tells us to avoid chametz as much as possible. So what should one do? One should have avada, a bit of challah, for a bit of bread. It can be challah, it can be pita. Practically, people say it doesn't come so much. Some people have pita, that's fine. And have a kezais. Or ideally kebeitze, two kezeisim, because washing, the Mishmur Paskins, we only wash with a bracha if you're going to eat a kebeitze. So kebeitze is two kezeisim. It's not that much, in equivalent of a slice of, it's one slice of bread. In looking at slices of bread, it's one slice of bread from the middle of the bread, is two kezeisim as a kebeitze, that's fine. So challah depends how thick and how wide it is, and I think you cut it, obviously. So that's enough. Now, what with the crumbs? So here one has to be very careful. One has to be very careful that the crumbs don't spill over, not on the clothing, which then go everywhere, early Pesach dik, not onto the table and onto the floor. And therefore, a lot of people are very, very careful about this. So make kiddush, bring the challah in, cut it, and give it out over a plate, over a serviette, over a bag. Eat it in a bag, eat it over a serviette. And once they've eaten the challah, finish with the challah for this Shabbos, because of practical reasons, because we don't know where things are going to end up. Some people go even further, and they move place. They'll make kiddush namotzi in one place, and that place either is sold, they eat where in a room which they sell, or it's an area which is easy to sweep. And then they move over, especially if they've got a bigger family, then they need a bigger area, then they move over to another area where they eat the rest of the soup, the Pesach dik. The Mishmur already says, if one cooks in chometz dik kelim, again, one is running into trouble. If you cook even not chometz dik food, in your chicken, in the chometz dik kelim, what are you going to do with the kelim afterwards? So to wash it up Shabbos, you can't. Put it away dirty, you also don't want to. So what are you going to do with it? So best is to cook everything in Pesach dik kelim, which you then leave till after Shabbos Yom Tov, you can wash it up Chalamoit, because you need it. Or you can wash, if you need it Yom Tov, you wash up Yom Tov. But then, you would have to stay far away from the Chometz. Now, here comes a bit of a halacha de kishayle. If a person moves away in the middle of the Suda, if you make Kiddush in place A, and then you move away in place B, now it's like, where are you eating the bread? Ideally, you eat the bread in place A where you made Kiddush, because otherwise you're doing Kiddush, Shalev HaMakim Suda. Kiddush has to be by the Suda, Suda being bread. So make Kiddush in one place, eat the bread there, and then many people move away to another room. Now here comes a very famous Shaila, and the Shaila is like this. Does Hamoitzi even help you for the continuation of the meal if it's somewhere else? Normally we know if you move place, then you lose your bracha. Now normally that applies if you get out of the house. If you stay in the house, move room to room, you don't lose the bracha. But here, you haven't really made the bracha on your chicken. You made hamoitzi, and we know hamoitzi applies for the whole meal. That is said, the Bialocha tells us, if you eat in the same room. If you move away from the bread, if you go to another room and you eat bread over there, fine, you're fine. But here you're moving away from the bread, intentionally. So you're saying, I don't want to be connected anymore to my bread. So does the bread of earlier still patter the food afterwards? So that's a very, very famous. Shaila Michasitzu was Machmanit. Michasitzu did. Which one? That is for Hilchas Shinemakim, but not for pas pattering, the Bialacha says. For bread, when you dafke moving away from the bread, it's worse. Because you're saying, I'm now in a separate situation. I want to move away from the bread. So Michasitzu was Machmanit, and he held that the solution for this problem is to go back to the original room at the end of the meal, eat a kezayis, again of challah, and then bench. Others are making, Rav Padva's got tshuva. First, he also said like that in Chelik Beis, and Chelik Gimli was choyze. His son-in-law of Yosel Padva told him a svar, and he was choyze at the end of Rav Padva, and he was making. He said, no, that since you don't, he says that it's true, you're moving away from the bread, but you're not moving away from your meal. In fact, the main meal is still coming. The main suda is still coming. And therefore, he held Rav Padva in Chelik Gimli Paskins that you don't have to go back. Meaning you don't lose your bracha. So he held you don't lose your bracha. But here's something very, very important. But where do you bench? Okay, Apart from Paskins, you don't lose your bracha. You want to be machmir lamin chasitzrok, you go back to the original place at hand, and you eat a bit of bread, and if you go apart, you don't have to go back to eat, your hametz in the beginning works. But where do you bench? And here, kula alma moide, most all possible seem to say that for benching, you zichah go back to the original place. Even if you put away all the challah, no bread, nothing to be seen anymore, but benching has to be where you add the bread.
Why not bench straight after hametz? After you've eaten the bread.
And you could do that theoretically, but in your Shabbos suit, there's no fish and meat. And we want the Shabbos meal is with basar dogim. Sorry? Oh, we come that. Yeah. So you have to go back to your original room to bench. Even if you're not going to eat bread, you have to go back to bench. Where's the best place to light the lecht? Adlokas Neiris?
Was?
Pashtas, wherever the pas. The svar is that wherever the pas. The pas is the main meal, even though the most satisfaction, the biggest part of the meal is later, but the pas is the main bread, is the main meal. The svar says that lukas neres, you got kiddish there also, you look at the lech. So that lukas neres. Now, this is only if the two rooms are pretty. Which, sorry? It's not always shayach. No. If it's like an old way, it's not. No, if it's not shayach, then you light another place where you eat in the main meal. But if it's shayach, it's better where you make Kiddush and eat the bread, yeah. Now, all this is if the two rooms, Kiddush and the eating, are pretty much apart. If they're close together and you can see the original place from the new place, Royas Mikoimoy, so if the two rooms next to each other, and you can see the original place, according to the person, you don't have to mamish see the seat where you sat for Kiddush. You see the room is good enough, then you don't have any problem. Then there's no problems, then you can eat there, and you can bench the second place. Then it's like the same room. For all intents and purposes, for this halacha, it's like the same room, and there's no problem with that. If it's Roy Mikoimoy. Oh, yeah, for lecht, yeah. That's even better, yeah. One of them told me that. Yeah. Even better if you can do that. If you can do that, it's not as possible.
Eat in the back garden.
Eat in the back garden? To eat.
You can see a lounge. You can go in.
Oh. Right. Where's the garden? Which one?
Or is that called the Kishul?
It's not the same. Yeah, it's outside.
No, it's not.
I'm not sure offhand. I would have thought since it's around the garden, it's good. It's like not the same because it's open air. But, sorry?
And on the balcony where you can see where you eat.
Yeah, it's got a fence around better. Yeah, that's really like you. Yeah. It's got a fence around it. Okay, so that's a bit about the Shabbos Sudis, where to bench, where to light the lecht, and whether you have to go. Yeah. The big problem, or the big discussion, is Shalashudas. What's the problem with Shalashudas? The problem is like this. Shalashudas normally is Shabbos afternoon. Now this Shabbos, there is no bread to be eaten. Because bread is already out of the question. So is Zman Achilas Chometz. And Matzah, we know, it's very common not to eat Matzah on Erev Pesach. Many people are machmir from earlier, Rosh Chodesh, Purim, whatever it is, Shabbos before Pesach. Or Erev Pesach, Zichar Din Shuchnoch, the very, very strong halacha, not to eat Matzah Erev Pesach. So what do you do with Shalashudas this year? That's the big question. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Echnama, this Shabbos, no washing, can't wash. No washing. Now, the Ramah says that. The Shulchan Aruch himself hasn't got such a big problem because the Shulchan Aruch says you can eat matzah ashira. Matzah ashira means matzah made with fruit juice exclusively, just with fruit juice exclusively, no water. Very important. If there's water, it's much worse. Not a drop of water, just pure fruit juice, and then it can't become chametz, and you're not yotzer with leil pesach. It's not chametz, and it's not really matzah. It's matzah, but it's not kosher for the seder. So that is not in the is of eating matzah, and you can eat that. So as far as the sheet hasn't got a problem, matzah shire. Ashkenazi sheet has a problem because the Ramo says our meaning is not to touch matzah shire on pesach because we're scared a bit of water got in. Fruit juice with water is worse than just water. It's instinct. Water, you have 18 minutes. It becomes chametz. Fruit juice doesn't become chametz at all. Fruit juice with water is much worse. Combination of two, chemical combination, Chazal tell us, is worse. And therefore, the Ramo is not happy with matzah shir at all. So, according to the Ramo, there's no bread to be had. No bread. So, eat shalashudas in the afternoon. Peres, basar v'dagim, fruit, fish and meat, potatoes, plenty of food. Not washing. Oh, I'll come to that in a second. Others say, you yotze shalashudas with divrei Torah, doz ha-shit, lezoyar, v'shim v'richad, divrei Torah, you can do both. Eat fruit, fish and meat, and fruit, divrei Torah, do both. Sorry? You know, it's just a little bit longer. It just becomes longer. All right. Now, Knedlich. Indeed, there are those who say, the Mishmur talks about that you can have Knedlich, at least Mizoinus, if not Hamoitzi, at least second best is Mizoinus made Knedlich. Why Dafki Knedlich and not, let's say, Pesach cake, Mizoinus cake? Oh, there's a big difference. Now, first of all, we come to those who don't brok. But for those who do brok, why Knedlich more than Mizoinus cake? The difference is like this. Mizoinus cake is baked. And the Mishmur says that matzah meal, which is re-baked, is included in the iser of not having matzah erev Pesach. And therefore one should not eat Mizoinus cake for matzah meal, obviously not chametz dike, Pesach dike Mizoinus cake, on Shabbos afternoon. Because it's included, since it's made for matzah meal, and there are shittas you could use it for Leil Pesach. Now, of course, Mishmur says don't do it, but there are such shittas, and therefore it's included in the issa of eating erev Pesach. Whereas Knedlich is cooked. Of course, it was baked, it's matzah meal, but now, second time round, it's cooked, so it's much further removed from a matzah. And therefore, that one can eat. Now, first of all, this only applies to some of the broks. People who don't brok, obviously, will not have, not paste, not mezonis cake, and not knedlich. People who don't brok, don't make mezonis or paste, for 8 days. Forget how to make a mezonis. All right. So they can't have that. And second of all, there is a second point to be said about the knedlich. The Sharetzion brings that the Gaon's shitta is that too is included. Even Knedlich is included in the minik not to eat on Pesach, on Erev Pesach, sorry. So the Mishmur is Mekil, and therefore there are people who will have Knedlich for Shabbos afternoon for Shal Shudas, but there are those who don't, and not so clear if Shabbos says the minik, different minhagim, but someone who doesn't have that minik, it could be there's a reason for not having that. Someone has the minik to eat Knedlich, yeah, some Erev Pesach. Someone who doesn't have the minik to do that for Shal Shudas, in such a case, it could be it's built on the Gaon who held that even Knedlich is included in the issa of not having matzah erev Pesach. So it's not that simple, the Knedlich, but someone wants to have it, the Mishmur does allow it. There's a third point. So point number one is to have fish and meat. Number two was about the Knedlich, the Torah said. Now the Mishmur also writes another thing about Shalish Shudas. He says, Toiv, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to split the morning suda when you can still have chametz, have two sudas then. Now, it's not so easy, because Tovzman chametz is pretty early, and it's a long and Shabbos davening. It's not, you know, it takes time. And even if you've done early, still, and one has to know how to do this. If one wants to split the suda, it means making kiddush, hamoitzi, having fish, however, and then a bit of a break. You can't wash 5 minutes later again. It's bochshen tzricha. You make an interrupt, you make a break, you do something, you go for a walk around the block. Quarter of an hour, walk, whatever. Oh, so most shittas say avada nish, shal shudas in the afternoon. Who ever heard of shal shudas in the morning? But so the Mishmur says avada, even if you do this, you still have to have the fish and the meat or fruit in the afternoon. But as an added, there are those who say you can be out in the morning. Since there are, now, one has to be practical about this. Sorry. Right. So therefore, you have to make sure to make a good separation between two meals. Go for a walk, a quarter of an hour around the block, and then it's like a new meal, but it's not that simple. And one has to be practical. One has to be practical. It has to fit with times, and to run overtime, and to get the whole family nervous and tense, and ruin the whole Onik Shabbos and Simchas Yontev, but also balance. The Mishmur also is a toiv. I mean, it's a good thing, nice thing, if one can do it. There are Rabbonim who advise not to do it. Practically speaking, especially for big families, hard to tell a person, you know, publicly what to do. A person has to think carefully whether that's up for him, that and under his situation, under circumstances or not. It's a nice thing. It's a hiddur. It's a toiv. It's sicher not a chiyuv. And Shuchnoch doesn't say that. It's a mishmur. If one can, it's a nice thing to do. It has to work. It has to be able to work.
There's two times: 9:27 and 10:02. 9:27 is more b'shmat. What's better to have the two meals, but you'll run into.
Yeah, that's a big challenge. That's a big challenge. That's a good question. It's one of these impossible ones. Yeah, how do you balance? Once you start balancing things out, now you're not talking about the two clocks. Now you're talking about the two zmaning, the magnavom and the go. Like the two serves man kirshma. There's a very interesting thing here, which is a topic on its own. For kirshma, most of the world is making to the second zman. Yeah, at least make adin. Try chaparan, the first one if you can. But for chometz, like kishma is the rice. Chometz here at least is drabonon. Only not natoris only from chatzos onwards. It's already medrabonon. And for some reason, most of us are machmir for chometz the first one.
Why?
Which one?
Why?
That's a big question. That's a big question. How did that come about? So some say not so clear why, and some say, well, chometz too. This hour added is a drabonon, but you're dealing with a very severe issa. It's built around. Issa chometz, issa kos, issa chometz pesach is very strict issa. Wow, more strict than anything else we know about. You know, not to eat it, not to own it, not to benefit, and not to carry mashu. So therefore, even though the hour or two before is drabonon, we treat it very, very severely. It could be that's the answer, but it's one of these mysteries. How did that come about? Which one? On the first one?
Yes.
Very hard to say publicly such a question. The Luchas all put the first one on Zichra as a Indian. They put the second one on as a B'tiyavet. What's better, two shalashudas before or the second one? I don't know. Not sure. Not sure allowed to say anything loud on that one. Be careful what you're saying. It's a very hard one. It's a very hard one. And there's always the worry that there's always the worry, once you start playing around with the calendar on that, how far will people take it? And that's why, I don't know if I want to answer such a question. But zich, if one is stuck and one didn't manage, and over time you can go to the second one. Yeah, for the first suit. If you didn't manage the first suit, then the Chashulchan says you can go with the second one. The Chashulchan says better to have, if you can't, have the first one. That's hard one. Okay, that's a bit about the Shalashudas. If one does eat Knedlich for Shalashudas, there's a third point to keep in mind. What I mean the third point? We've had meanwhile 3 points. There's Isav Chometz. You can't have Chometz after a certain time. Okay, so therefore, let's say Matzah Shira, which we are worried as Ashkenazim, that's Chometz. We're worried about chametz. The chumrah, the mitzvah, do eat it, but the Ashkenazim don't. So therefore, after the sofz manachilas chametz, no matzah shira. There's a second point of the isav matzah erev Pesach. That's even in the morning. Even in the morning, kind of. Let's say a person wants to avoid chametz this Shabbos altogether. So you think, you know, I'm going to eat matzah. You can't eat matzah at all because that's is even in the morning. And now there's a third point. If you do eat knedlich, show asiris. Every shalashudis which is eaten on erev yontif, take let's say the last 2 days of Pesach, Shabbos Sunday. So Shabbos afternoon, we're going to have again a problem. Shalashudis, matzah you can eat then, but it's Erev Yontif. So we know there's a halacha l'chatchile to eat a bread meal before Shoah series. Truth is, by Shvi Shel Pesach Nishi Zeh Gefeilach, because the Mishnah Berurah says that Yontif Sheni you can be a bit more makel on. So you know, as long as you don't eat too much and you have appetite for the Yontif meal, you can eat afterwards. But ideally, we try Chaparan before Shoah series. So here also, if you're eating Knedlich Shabbos, you have to do it before Shoah series. All right, that's a bit about the Suda. Next discussion we want to talk about, so we spoke about the meal, Shalashudis, is Havdalah. Matzah Shabbos, besides for Kiddush and Dalit Koses and the Leil Seid and all those great things happening, there is also Havdalah, because it's Matzah Shabbos running into Yontif. So Havdalah, we know there's this long Havdalah called Yak Nahaz, where there's a special order, Drosh HaTevus of Yak Nahaz, Yain, Ver Piagofen, Kiddush, Neir, Ver Bereish, Havdalah, and Zman, as in Shechayonu. Now, ladies who usually want to avoid saying Havdalah, here the Shlomo Zalman and other person say there's no problem for them if their meaning is to say Kiddush with, like many people do, everyone says Kiddush on Pesach together, then ladies also can say the entire thing with no worries because it's more of a Kiddush than a Havdalah. It's more of a Kiddush than Havdalah, besides Shechion indeed. If they've done Shechion Balech, that of course they can't do, but the Shlomo Zalman says they can answer Amen on that. But the council Sheikh Yonu again, they can answer, oh, and have in mind the other mitzvahs also.
I would have said the bracha,
the good. Yeah, so the truth, Sheikh Yonu is right at the end. That's the truth. God is here. He said Omen is not for mitzvah hefzik, because first of all, it's in Yonu. But they can have in mind for the other mitzvahs of the Laila. Sheikh Yonu Leil Pesach is not just on the Yomtev, it's all the mitzvahs, matzah and morah, and all the mitzvahs, all the kaisers. So they can have that in mind at least. I shouldn't say the vroch again, but they can have that in mind. That's going all the mitzvahs of the night. That's one thing. So ladies can say that. Shabbos says they can even say Berem Arei HaEish. not Rav Shem Zalman, Rav Ozna has a tshuva about that. Rav Ozna writes, they can even say, ladies, even though normally they want to, well, he says, Nishkesh, they can say it. Bialecha says, even though normally Matz Shabbos, they can do it. So, for sure, here he says they can do it. Sitting. Yeah, that's also fine. They can. If they want to say, they can. Yeah, they don't have to. Yeah, I think Baz also, one, and the Balabas says, Beremarish, and one distance, but they can say if they want to. No. That's a choice. Those who sit, stand, different minhagim, those who sit for Leil Pesach will sit here, even though normally they stand for Avdalah, here they should sit. Some people stand even Leil Pesach. Some people stand the whole year, but Leil Pesach they sit because it's more of a cheres, different minhagim. But here we treat it more like a Kiddush than a Avdalah. Yeah. The big topic of Avdalah on Motzei Shabbos Yontiv is always the candle. How to do. Now, normally we know Motzei Shabbos, we put two candles together. Because Motzei Shabbos, Hashem created the fire and he made the flame out of it, so we want to have a bigger flame to remember that creation. So we take two candles together, and that's also the bracha. Boirim ma'oirei. Ma'oirei is plural, it's Loshen Rabim, not ma'oir, because we take two flames together. Now, Yontev, there's a bit of a problem. What's the problem? The problem is like this. If you have a fire burning, let's say in a fireplace, Shekhanoch tells us to take a burning wood out. Even though you're not extinguishing anything, that is included in extinguishing, because you're making the two fires smaller. So if you put two candles together, you haven't got a problem yet. But how are you going to separate them? Now, first of all, you have to be very careful that the two candles shouldn't, the wax shouldn't touch, because that could be memareach, smoothing out wax. Okay, but let's say you just have the flames touch. The problem is going to be the separation. So here there's different minhagim. Yeish taket, there are those who don't put two candles together. Rosh Hashanah and others write, put two candles as close as possible without turning it into one flame. Some will put two matches or something like that together and let it burn out together without separating it afterwards. Different minhagim. The Akna has candles. Similar idea. A little candle which has two wicks together. And you just let it burn down. Similar ideas, two matches together. But you can't extinguish on Yontiv. And some are making to put together and then to separate. And their svara is that when you have a fireplace burning, you take a wood out, you're diminishing, making smaller the flame. Here, it was only put together with intention to separate very soon afterwards. That's the cooler for those who are making. It was put together with intention. It was never meant to become one big flame long term. It was put together with intention to, and therefore they are making different minhagim. So there are those who put together and take apart, but one should be careful that the wax shouldn't touch. There are those who let it burn down, and there are those who don't make one a big flame.
Well,
Yeah. So many people do that. We also do that. Just in the Yom Tov candles, even put them a bit together. Yeah, then you don't have
problem. Without putting together, do nothing is okay.
I think they say put it together a bit. Without become one flame, you don't have to. You don't even have to do that. Yeah.
Okay. So my Rav said actually the tea lights. Yeah. Before Yom Tov, actually, you can take out.
The, you can do it.
Yeah, take out the wick from one of the tea lights and put it
into the next one.
Yeah.
And then you got two wicks together. I tell you what I wonder always about it. What makes that into two flames as opposed to one thick wick? Two separate wicks. Is it every wick is made from different threads? It's not twined together. I think that's the answer, yeah. It's like two separate wicks, yeah. Okay, let's go a few smaller things. Sorry. This is known, Tanas Bechorim. Let's go back a bit. Let's go back a bit and see what we can still have around. Now let's stick to Shabbos a minute still. Brushing the teeth. Many people like brushing the teeth, you know, just before the service of Anachile. This year it's Shabbos. It's a bit harder. There is a way of brushing teeth, even on the regular Shabbos, without toothpaste and without water. Meaning, saliva is okay, and one brushes the teeth like this, a dry brushing. Others, Mechasitz was machmir to have a separate Shabbos toothbrush to designate. So if you're getting a new one anyway, designate that meanwhile for Shabbos. And he was machmir that. Others say, no, you can use a regular toothbrush and brush the teeth dry, or to use a toothpick, especially someone has braces and this. You should really do that. Yeah, someone has braces, it's much harder. Braces. Yeah, the problem is you want to eat chametz by the suit. You mean those who come out? So, yeah, change them a little. Yeah, it gets tricky. Be careful, the chametz toothbrush. It's a hard one. The crumbs, the leftover crumbs, one should ideally put it down in the toilet is the best. Yeah, there's no problem with bizei oichlem. That's the mitzvah to put it there and make sure not. There shouldn't be much left over. We do biu, meaning mevatel the chametz, the words, not burning. Burning the chametz is erev Shabbos in before chatzos. But saying the nusach of kol chamir v'chamir, we say after the Shabbos, meaning Shabbos after the suda, whatever it is, before the sov zman achila. Well, it's important. One can't prepare the Seder table either before Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos. One can sleep Shabbos afternoon and have in mind, I'm sleeping a bit longer, but not to say it. Sleeping is not chana. It's a normal thing to sleep, even though you're sleeping a bit longer, it's gefährlich. So the action of sleeping doesn't say, I'm preparing for Motzei Shabbos. You're allowed to sleep on the regular Shabbos. But saying it is, well, then you are saying, you're doing Motzei Shabbos, so one shouldn't express it. Yeah, children, how do I tell children go to sleep? Yeah. Tell them in a way. Lechem Mishneh, first it's talk Lechem Mishneh. Can you use a matzah for Lechem Mishneh? It's not the famous Israel. Can you use a matzah? You know, you wrap it in a bag, you wrap it in 10 bags, and then you use it together. You got one challah left for Shabbos day, and with a matzah. They say you can, sorry? Muktzah. So the muktzah discussion is only said on expensive matzah which you've designated. Let's say you bake your own matzahs and you got three of those, you wouldn't want to use it today. But the regular matzah, you would give it to a child. A child under five, by the way, you can give it. You give matzah, you can give kidneys, you give certain things, Erev Pesach. A young child, you can give a matzah, Erev Pesach. So you could use it theoretically. An expensive matzah, very specially made, is muktzah. A regular matzah is not muktzah. You can use that for Lechem Mishneh. You can even wrap it and have it in the bag. It works as Lechem Mishneh even in the bag.
I give it this box.
I suppose so, yeah, interesting. You give the box, 10 or 10 matzahs there. I suppose so, yeah, why not?
I don't box one hand, one challah the other hand, it's okay.
12 matzahs, yeah, why not? Okay, 12 matzahs there, I suppose so, why not? It's like no bag, yeah, interesting.
Even a regular shop, a box of matzahs, yeah. Without opening it.
Okay, let's finish off one interesting discussion still. We know on the kara plate we put the various things there, and one of the things is zeicher to the chagiga. So today the meaning is to roast the egg. You take a cooked egg and then you roast it. You don't have to roast it, draw it won't work. You cook it and roast it, that's the meaning. Not roasted, cooked. Yeah, Mishmur says when it's cooked, then he says some people roast it because there's one man. Now, what's this egg about? The egg is Zechel Chagiga. Now, what's interesting thing is, in the times of Beis Hamikdash, the highlight really of late said was the Korban Pesach, which was preceded before the Korban Pesach, you ate Korban Chagiga, so that the Korban Pesach is eaten when you're already half full, and that's the end of the meal, and you finish with that. Yeah, you can't be overfull. You eat half your meal, Korban Chagiga, and then you eat the Korban Pesach. Now, this year, there is no Chagiga, because Chagiga is not Derech Shabbos. Chagiga is not Derech Shabbos. And Mishmur says, the others don't put the egg in the car. The meaning is yes to. But where it does affect us is in the Nusach. We know in the Nusach, at the end of Magid, we say at the end of the Bracha, V'noichal Shom, we daven that we should be Zoyche, but we should come back. V'noichal Shom, min Azrochim, min Apsochim. We should eat Korbanos and Korban Pesach. Which Korbanos are we talking about? No Korbanos. The Korban, we mean there is Korban Chagiga, which is before the Korban Pesach. So we say Menach Zvachim and Menach Psachim. But this year, there is no Chagiga. So therefore, there are those who switch around the Nusach and say Menach Psachim and Menach Zvachim. Which Zvachim do they mean? The Korban Chagiga of tomorrow. Because Yontif has its own Korban Chagiga. Erev Pesach has a Korban Chagiga to be eaten with the Korban Pesach. The next morning, there's like every Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of Chagiga.
It's 2 days, so it doesn't count. The next day.
Yeah, okay. So there's 2 days. Chutzlos, yeah. In that soul, there wouldn't be. That's all. In the Samish, there wouldn't be. So therefore, they switch it around.
You should say the same to both now.
Yeah.
If you're talking about the future, why should you change?
Oh, around? So the answer that's incorrect. Because if we're already sitting by the Seder table, well, we don't have the Korban Pesach anymore. Can it still happen on the spot? Tough one. No, we're talking, we're going to need the April Power. It's not going to happen anymore. So anyway, we're davening for next year. Now, next year, it's not Shabbos. So the other is the answer. So there's a menagim. Some say you can say it like normally because you don't mean this year anyway. And some say, no, turn it around because now it wouldn't affect. I think, but today, can we still have the Korban Pesach? You know what, let Mashiach come and he'll answer the questions, but we can still do Korban Pesach. She was like a tacky to have. Will it, Roger, either Korban Pesach?